for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage is Irvin Rosenfeld, a stockbroker who makes a great living, and yet he smokes 10 to 12 joints of marijuana every day. These 10 or 12 joints you smoke per day are not bought on the black market. How do you acquire it?
The government grows the medical cannabis on the campus of the University of Mississippi in Oxford, Mississippi. There it's put in cigarette form, and they put approximately 300 cigarettes in a tin can, like a cookie tin. Then it's sealed, and that's how they ship it to the pharmacy where I pick it up here in Miami, Florida.
22 years, and no health effects whatsoever?
No negative health effects. I would say I've had lots of health effects, but all positive. Again, I'm not hemorrhaging. I don't tear the muscles or tear the veins and have potential hemorrhaging nearly as bad as what I used to do. The pain in my right ankle where the tibia and the fibia is fused by a tumor, the pain is diminished. And where I used to be on heavy narcotics such as Dilaudid, which is synthetic morphine, I haven't taken anything basically but the cannabis for the last 14 years.
For those who may not understand, would you please tell them the nature of your affliction?
Well, again, it's bone tumors on the ends of long bones. It's called multiple congenital cartilaginous exostosis and a variant of the syndrome pseudo-pseudo-hypoparathyroidism, which means bone tumors on the ends of most long bones of the body that can grow at any time, and I can develop new bone tumors at any time.
In the November 2nd election, we had several more states and municipalities which brought forward new laws to protect users of medical marijuana. This despite the fact that those like our illustrious drug czar John Walter still tour the country and, in fact, the continent, saying that marijuana is a greater danger than heroin or cocaine. Perhaps it is because of Mr. Walter's posturing. Again, quoting from a Houston Chronicle story which shows that 75% of Texans are for the use of medical marijuana. This from Dr. Richard Evans of the Texas Cancer Center. He says he expects legislation will be introduced in Texas in the year 2005. Marijuana is considered to have therapeutic uses, particularly the relief of nausea suffered by cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy. And as a result, 11 states, most of them in the West, have legalized its medical use. In a report on the medical use of marijuana earlier this year, a committee of the Texas Medical Association called for more research into whether seriously ill patients would benefit from marijuana. It also said doctors should have the freedom to discuss with patients all treatment options, including marijuana, without fear of regulatory or criminal sanctions. Right, your congressman. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.